I am strong enough to get it done. And I always thought maybe I just wasn't the kind of person that was made to get things done. And it's not that I was a quitter, but I don't think anybody else ever thought I was a quitter either, but something deep down inside said, do you have what it takes to get it done? And after starting and persevering and publishing, I know that I'm the kind of person to get it done.
You are now listening to the podcast where authors inspire listeners to become authors, the Going North Podcast. I'm your host, certified self-leadership trainer, best-selling author, and book enthusiast, Dom Brightman. And you're going to be listening to a different author that will inspire you to join the business of immortality, known as authorship. Now let the fun begin. Today's episode is sponsored by the Going North Advancement Compass, available now on Amazon.com. It is an interactive journal for you to track your personal growth, track your goals, track your wins, and help you advance north to your next level of success. So pick it up today and get growing. Now let's get on with today's episode. And today on the Highlight Reel, Builder for Authors, known as the Going North Podcast, we got another super special, awesome human for you today, my friends, courtesy of one of the best websites on planet Earth, going alive and well today, known as podmatch.com, the wonderful site where podcast guests get to connect with podcast hosts, and if they're cool, they're freaking in, and today's guest is cooler than two cucumbers indeed, my friends, that's right indeed, because she's a fellow child of the king, y'all, that's right indeed, a fellow child of the king, a C-O-K, y'all, that's right indeed. That's right, indeed. Because today's wonderful guest, y'all. She's joined the business of immortality recently, y'all. That's right, indeed. Probably a few weeks ago at the time of this recording. And now she's a wonderful author, a newly minted author. She's also a mom, a glam mom, a wife, a wellness coach, and a nutritionist. Let's give it up for the kind and marvelous, the one, the only Kim Mosman. How you doing today, Kim?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you.
That's what I'm talking about. Indeed, she's doing awesome. That's right, indeed. That's right. You're going to get that vitamin A from Kim, y'all. That's right, indeed. That's right, because in this case, she's A-okay.
I am, you know. And there's no sense dwelling on anything bad when there's so much good in the world. So, yep. Almost always awesome.
Oh, yes, I'm talking about these. I'm talking about indeed. Well, babe, as with all introductions, they're not allowed to be 800 days long. I probably only covered, no. Freaking 8 of the 800 days. So, am I filling in any cavities I may have missed about you and how you became the Kim that you are today?
Well, like you said, I'm a wife, I'm a mother. I am a faithful and loving child of God. And I am also a nutritionist and a health coach. And I used to own a gym. And so that's where I fell in love with fitness. I struggled with my own fitness for a period of time and got kind of down in the dumps and joined a gym, caught the fitness bug, and opened a gym of my own. And through that, I met some incredible people and was allowed to join in their journey. And they shared their stories with me, some of which I shared in my book. And I just feel honored and privileged to have been a part of so many people's lives. And so once I closed the gym, I don't want to say I spiraled out of control, but I became an avid reader rather than maybe an avid anything else. And kind of let myself go a little bit and became one of those people who needed a coach and needed a nutritionist. And so my book's a little bit about the people I met, a little bit about the inspiration that I was privy to, and a little bit about my journey back to a life that is full of joy and good health.
Oh, there we go. That joy and good health indeed. Sounds like you got some of that yo-yo action.
Yep. It's more common than people want to admit.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yep, it sucks. It's like if you live long enough and then things go weird where you think it's a fork in the road but ends up being a spoon, then you know what
That's exactly right.
happens.
You just got to find your way back to the fork. So,
There you go. That way you can be done with the
yep. Yes, sir.
So my goodness, it's a rare occasion where someone goes on a weight loss or wellness journey and they end up owning a gym. Was that something on your to-do list or bucket list at all?
No, not at all. I quite honestly, my husband and I owned restaurants and we worked together for a long time. But eventually, when you spend all day and all night with one person and all you have to talk about is work or the kids, and you have the same work and the same kids, one of you needs to find a new hobby. And I really fell in love with the program, and through the blessing of my family, we opened the gym, and I had a great 7 years working with people, and yeah, it was a lot of fun. I think I was a natural born coach. I did it at home, I did it at the restaurant, so I just moved it into a gym. It was a nice, easy progression for me.
She's like, "Hey, I got these six pack abs now, play." That's right. These folks ain't ready for this. That's right. That's right. They don't need to go to boot camp. I am the boot camp. That's right, indeed. In
Yeah, right.
this case,
Yeah.
the
Once upon a time, once upon a time.
So my goodness, so gym owner no more. So what happened? Was it the darn pesky pandemic, or was it something else?
No, my husband was slowing down and he was traveling and I was stuck at home. I had to get up at 3:45 in the morning, going to work every day while he was maybe golfing a little bit more and traveling more. And then one of our sons moved far away, so he was slowing down. I might as well retire, and I feel very privileged to have been able to take a step back and quit when I did a couple of years before the pandemic. And I know a lot of people really struggled to keep their gyms open during that time, but we had already closed and I had already moved on and started doing some certifications and coaching from home. So I've always been a journaler, and somehow I think God always knew that I was going to write a book because I have notes and journals and emails that I've saved throughout the entirety of my wellness journey and through the gym. So it's been pretty cool.
That's right, indeed. Some of that journaling action. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. My goodness. So I guess journaling, was that a lifelong thing since you were a mini Kim, or did you pick that up after getting on the wellness journey?
I picked it up when I had children. I thought, oh, I should be keeping track of some of these things, and sometimes there are things you want to say that you really shouldn't say, so I'd write them down instead. And then once the wellness journey started, it was just a natural progression to write things down. And I like being in control of my health, and I like I have my yearly physical tomorrow, and I know that I can go in and she says, "Well, what do you think about this?" Well, I know because I recorded it. I have what I like to call my owner's manual, and it's up to date and I've had it for a long time. So I wasn't a mini Kim when I picked it up, but I was pretty young, so, and it's
There
proved
you
to be a
go.
valuable tool throughout my whole life.
Well, there you go. There you go. One of those Bible tools. That's right. So a hammer and a screwdriver at the same time. That's
Yep.
right, indeed. That's right. So not only she nailed it, she told the calories to go screw somewhere else.
Yep, or at least knew what caused what to happen. You feel crummy, you can look back a couple of days and usually figure it out, So.
So how the heck did you get the discipline to keep up the journaling habit? Because some folks start it and then they just stop and then forget about it. Then it's like, oh, hey, blue moon, I should probably write some stuff down.
You know, I've thrown some habits in place and they're non-negotiables for me. And fortunately, they go with me wherever I go. You know, I have these habits and they're just in place. And I wake up every morning, I drink a glass of water, I sit down and I write. And I include the dreams and the thoughts that I had in the middle of the night, the answers to the writer's block that I might have had the day before, what happened with my kids, what I'm grateful for. And I try to plan. And now that I do that, now that I dump my brain first thing every day, I'm a much more effective writer. I'm a much more effective prayer. I'm a much more effective meditator. And I think that I'm a better wife. I don't know. You'd have to ask my husband on that one. But I get a lot of the jumble out of the way before my day even begins. And so it's just who I am. And, I take my journal with me everywhere I go. And I can't imagine the day without it. So,
Yeah. Hey. Well, definitely probably better because you two are still together.
yes.
Pandemic killed marriages too.
Yeah. Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
That's right. Y'all got a testimony. That's right, indeed. It's like, hooray, we actually like each other.
We do. We do. That might be attributed to writing too, because just like I told you with the kids, the things you shouldn't say, you write them down. It works for marriages too. So.
Yeah. That's right. Everybody's got their quirks and pet peeves and their pets, and then the pets without the peeves. Yeah.
Yep.
But hey, it's all good. It's all good indeed. So my goodness. So I guess you mentioned writer's block, but you also mentioned journaling too. So what was it like to get your horse, or I should say, get started on your book? Like, what inspired you to write it?
You know, I think it was just time. I had been journaling more and more. I had been blogging a little bit more, trying to be more active on social media. And I was part of a writer's group, specifically Hope Writers. And they started a hybrid publishing company. And I had been thinking to myself, gosh, I'd like to write a book. And all of a sudden I got this email and it's like, hey, you can apply. And hey, I applied. And and then I kind of forgot about it because I thought, you know, I'm not a writer, right? I'm not a writer. I'm just a journaler. I'm just a blogger. We're not really writers. And my proposal was accepted. And, you know, I remember jumping up and down and thinking, oh, I can't do this. I can't do this. And again, sat with my husband and with his blessing and mine, we made the investment to go through a hybrid publishing company. And we've never looked back. So, and it's been kind of cool. I don't know if they're all the same, but a lot of times I feel like writers are in isolation. You know, they really feel like they're trying to conquer the world all by themselves. And the best thing about this model for me is I was dumped into a cohort with 40 people that I didn't know, and several of them became great friends, and we could bounce ideas off each other and beta read for each other and proofread for each other. And it's just been a super experience. It took a while, but you know, here we are, 14 months after the start, and I'm there.
Yeah, well, there you go. There you go. Take some
Yep.
folks 14 years. That's right, indeed. She took only 14 months.
Right. Yep. And I thought, start to finish, that's not so bad. So,
Don't know. Far from it, because starting's one thing and keeping going is another thing. And then eventually getting past the first finish line of publishing, well, shoot. Most folks don't even get to that finish line. It's like, oh, yeah. I think I'm all right. Yeah, I'm writing. Gonna do this
yeah.
book thing. It's like you've been telling us that for 10 years. When are you gonna finally make it happen? Tomorrow. You said tomorrow 20 years ago. Oh,
Yep.
whoops.
Yep. You know, I think everybody's got a story in them. And, you know, that's the best thing for me about journaling is so many times when I got stuck, I could go back into my journals and I could find a story that would jumpstart the writing again. And so I use morning pages. Sometimes I use prompts, just anything to keep the words flowing. And sometimes I don't always write at my computer. A lot of times I'll take my phone and go on a walk and I'll write as I'm walking. you know, or I'd talk as I walk and bring it back home and transpose it into the manuscript. So a lot of ways. Sometimes I wake up inspired and the words just flow, and other times not a darn thing in my head. And so I just go for a walk, and it always seems that when I get up and I start moving, the words will come.
Oh yeah, that's right indeed. That's right, then words will come. Oh yeah, that's right indeed. That's right indeed. So my goodness, so good old magical morning pages and taking walks and journaling. So what was probably the hardest part about putting the book together besides dealing with the good old Legos, notice writer's block?
Yeah. What was the hardest part? Gosh. You know, I guess for me, worrying if I'm telling the story in a way that will honor the people that inspired me. My book's full of joy. I didn't have to reach out and say to anyone, hey, I need you to approve this because I really tore you up in my pages, right? I mean, I wrote about joy. So there's several people in my book that impacted me, and people who were clients and gym members who did things in a way that made me think, maybe I should rethink what I'm doing, you know? And so I tried to include them in my book, but I wanted to do so in a way that honored the way they inspired me. And yeah, I just didn't want to write a la-di-da book, you know, about, oh, this person's nice. Just like all of us who make it out of childhood, right? We've got those people in our lives that have made significant impact on who we are and the way we're going to move forward. And yeah, I just wanted to tell their stories in a way that made them feel good and really reflected the impact that they had on me. So
what you learned about yourself through the whole process of start to finish of getting the book out there finally.
It's harder than I thought it was. I guess I just assumed that it would always be like you see in the movies, right? Somebody gets a great idea. They want to write a book. They go to the little cabin in the woods and it snows a little bit and they crank out the manuscript and then it's there. And gosh, there's a lot of moving parts. And I learned that I am strong enough to get it done. I didn't finish school. I started college and had to work full time to pay for college. And that became too much. And I quit and I worked hard and I fell in love and I got married. And then a couple of years later, I had a kiddo. And I always thought maybe I just wasn't the kind of person that was made to get things done. And it's not that I was a quitter, but I don't think anybody else ever thought I was a quitter either. But something deep down inside said, do you have what it takes to get it done? And after starting and persevering and publishing, I know that I'm the kind of person to get it done. And it's by, you know, the words that he placed on my heart that I was able to get on the page. And now I can make a difference. That was a really long way to say, I learned about myself that I can make a difference. And this book will make a difference for long after I'm here. And it feels good.
Yeah, there you go. Certainly, there ain't nothing wrong with some folks who don't fully complete a college degree. It's like, hey, it depends on what you do with your life overall. It ain't just a darn receipt you got to focus on. Besides, when the love strikes and then some borderline lust takes place with it, it's like, hey, a little kiddo appears. It's like, hey, school, it's like college, who needs it? This is the real college right here. I got to raise another human.
Yeah, there you go. Yes, I did that well. I just always regretted not finishing, I suppose. Maybe a book feels like a degree to me. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it could be. And besides, shoot, you can always go back. We got 90-year-old graduates out here.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'd rather write another book.
She's like, screw that darn degree. Like, oh, I
Yep.
quit. Found
Yeah.
something better. This thing will pay me. I don't have to pay it.
There you go. That's right. That's right.
She's like, I owned a gym. That's a degree in itself, running a business.
It is. It is. There's a lot of things you can do in life. And like I said, I didn't ever feel like anyone else thought those things about me. And I've said a million times to other people, you know, you are so good at what you do, but I couldn't look at myself and see the same thing. And somehow those words coming out of me and the stories that I remembered and being able to, you know, there's a difference between a 500 word blog and a 65,000 word book, as you know, and gosh, it all came together. So I'm happy with that.
There you go. That PB&J. That's right. And besides, she's somebody's mama, darn it. That's right. And grandmother. So that means she's really somebody. That's right indeed. That's
there
right
you
indeed.
Go.
That's right indeed. Hashtag landmark. She likes to look glamorous too on top of that. That's right indeed.
Sometimes.
Oh yeah, that's right indeed. That's right indeed. And you also add a nutritionist to your wonderful resume. So was that also part of the wellness coaching too you decided to add to your wonderful toolbox?
It is. And I probably, you know, I might not go back and get that degree. I might not be that 90-year-old graduate, but I'll probably keep learning until the dear Lord takes me away. So it was just a way for me to better serve my clients. You know, every certification you can get, every new thing you can learn to help someone else is not wasted. And quite frankly, you know, my most important client sitting in the chair talking to you, and you know, I have a responsibility to other people to take care of myself. And so I just keep learning.
There you go.
Yeah.
So it should be a 95-year-old bachelor / doctorate. There you go. That's right. She's going to play the field at 95. She'll be like, yep, you whoopersnapper's going to get it now. That's right indeed.
Yeah. Yep.
That's right indeed. That probably won't even be a word by the time you turn 95. I'll probably
be.
Consider it archaic. Like, whoopersnapper, is that 20th century? Nah, maybe.
Maybe.
Like, don't worry about it. Get off my lawn. Like, no, we don't have lawns anymore. What are you talking about? Don't worry about it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh man. So my goodness, now you got the book out and you jokingly mentioned that you might write another one, or you'd rather write another one instead of getting a degree. Is there anything else you got planned for the world to see what's happening in Kim World?
You know, the other book, I like I said, there's some other books stewing in my brain. You know, I think that's common for us, especially when you have in those days of writer's block. It's like, oh, what about this idea, right? And it takes you off on this little tangent. But I have discovered through this process and through the cohort that I've worked with that I really love the writing process. I'm a coach. I'm a certified coach. I'm now an author. I've experienced some things I hadn't before, and I'd really like to see where it can take me. You know, who knows? I might have to go back and get a little bit more education so I can help new authors. Because like I said, I think everybody's got a story. Everybody should write at least one book in their lives, whether they publish it or not. So I'd like to help people get that done.
All right, there you go. All right. So some more stuff awaits. There you go. That's right, Dave. More stuff awaits in the future, indeed. So my goodness, so since you're a coach and a certified coach, no less, what would you consider one of your biggest lessons learned from one of your clients that enhanced your game as a coach?
It's just never too late. I've watched people make amazing transformations, whether it was that they were sick and they brought themselves back to health, whether they were overweight and they brought themselves back into a good range, whether they, you know, I've seen marriages healed. I've seen parent-child relationships healed. I just think it's never too late. If we're willing to love other people and we're willing to be honest and kind with our words, and, you know, honest and kind, those don't always go together in this world. Yeah, I think a lot of good things can happen.
Yeah, there you go. It's never too late. There you go. Sorry indeed. Sir, that right, folks. You'll get a second doctorate at 100 years old, y'all. Sorry indeed. It's never too late. We'll be calling you Dr. Kim. Double Dr. Kim.
You can call me doctor. I don't know if it'll ever come to be, but.
Oh, don't worry. If we find a bee suit, it'll be.
Yep. And you know, if you can make it to 100 and still be impacting people's lives, you just get the title for the heck of it, right?
There you go. Honorary. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. If they have the bee suit, it's honeyary.
There you go. There you go. Nice.
So since you're going on a book tour promoting your magical work, is there a question that you wish folks would ask you more often?
Is there a question I wish? How can I start? What should I do to start writing my own book? That's the question that I wish people would ask me. And I would tell them just start writing, you know, just every day, get over the fear, whether it's on social media, whether it's in your journal, whether it's, I don't know, telling stories to your kids, whatever, just start every day. Just start. How do I start? That's the question I'd wish I was asked.
Yeah, there you go. It's right indeed. It's right indeed. So do you do typing or do you do the old school handwriting?
When I journal, I handwrite, and with really great journal, good paper, good pen, my thoughts come out better that way. When I wrote my book, I did it on my computer, but when it came time to figure out if it's what I wanted, I had to print it and go through it old school with the red pen. And, you know, sometimes they even got to sections where I cut it up with scissors and moved it around, because that's just, you know, you have to remember, I'm so old school that I first touched a computer my senior year of high school. So I'm still good with paper and pen.
Hey, I freaking like that. Shoot, love it even, because it sticks with your brain a lot better.
Yep. I can write on a computer. I have a hard time editing on a computer.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Shoot. So indeed, besides the words jump out to you quicker and better without the good old artificial light. It's like, ah, wait a second. Like, this looked good on the screen. And I see it on this paper here. It's like, dude, it's talking about a dolphin. I'm like, dude, I wasn't even talking about a camel here. Where'd the dolphin come from?
Exactly. Exactly.
That's right. Does the dolphin have a mirror? Is it reflecting joy?
No.
There you go. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. That's right. Pay is to do multiple edits. That's right indeed. Give those eyes a break. That's right. In case you start seeing random colors. And then you come to a few hours later with a lampshade over your head. All because of some bad.
You never know.
I'm just joking. So my goodness, such a fellow, a child of the king, I always invite fellow Christians to share their salvation testimony on the podcast. So how'd you come to know Christ, Kim?
You know, I think I've always believed. We didn't go to church a lot, but I lived in a house where God was loved, and we were taught to live to love other people. As I grew older and went to church, went to youth group, had good friends, but didn't really ever, it was just the thing you did, right? It's just what you did. And then when I became pregnant with my first son, I really started thinking a little bit more about God. And I know that I prayed more, but my relationship with God was one-sided. He was always there. He always reached out to me. He was always there when I needed. But when things were going well in my life, I often kind of put him on a shelf like a book I'd already read and didn't turn to it until I needed it again. And then my second pregnancy, my son was born quite early and he was sick. And I prayed like I've never prayed before. And he shouldn't have been saved. He shouldn't have made it through. The doctors were still amazed that he made it through, but he did. And I know that my Lord and Savior was right there with him. And even though the journey's still up and down, you know, sometimes he calls to me more than I call to him, we've been together ever since. And really 2020 was the kicker for me. And it, I don't know if it's that I had more time at home, if we all had more time at home, right? But I just really, I had more quiet time and I started listening more instead of trying to control the outcomes of my life. I started asking for help and I let him in the way I should have a long time ago. And now I just kind of can't get rid of God. I find him everywhere. And that's a big part of Reflections of Joy. He's everywhere. You know, and there are some times where I come upon a thing and I think that it was set there just for me. And I'm so thankful for the relationship I had. And so thankful that I know no matter what happens in my life, I always have my Savior to turn to. So it's simple. It's sweet. It wasn't dramatic. But oh gosh, it's been good for me. So.
Yeah, there you go. It's been good for you. It's right indeed. It's right indeed. It's right indeed. Try God. It's good for you. It's right indeed. It's right indeed. It's good for you. It's right indeed. Cures what ails you. It's right indeed. That's right indeed. You got to IV yourself to it. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. Well, fun question for you. If your fabulous book, Reflections of Joy, Learning to Love the Woman You See While Becoming the One You're Meant to Be. If that book were a food, what would it be and why?
Oh, if it were a food, it'd probably be strawberry shortcake. There we go. Little bit of sweet, little bit of savory, special enough to make you think about the next time you're going to get it. I don't know. That's a question I've never thought about. I like that. I like that. Yeah. The good thing about Reflections of Joy is when I do talk about food, I don't forbid any foods. You should eat the things that bring you joy. And I tell people, and when I'm coaching them, when I'm writing to them, you know, if you want ice cream, go get ice cream. Don't get that fat-free, sugar-free, no taste, cardboard, frozen, whatever. You know, go get good ice cream. Eat a piece of cake, a good piece of cake, right? If you're going to have pizza, eat a piece of pizza. But then live your life, you know, 80, 90% of your life cleaned up, 10 to 20% of your life fully enjoying everything.
Yeah, there you go. That's my kind of nutrition, y'all. That's right indeed. Keeping it real. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. She's like, yay. Don't go full stoic. You don't have to go full monk mode and shave your head bald and eat nothing but rice. You'll be fine.
No. I'm sure that I wouldn't look good bald. I'm sure that. No, not full monk mode.
Oh, I forgot to mention the orange robe. Yeah, that too.
Yeah. Well, orange is my color. It'd be okay. As long as I can have hair.
That's right indeed. It's good hair too. Definitely something you gotta keep.
Yes.
There you go, folks. Strawberry shortcake, y'all. Reflections of Joy. It means grab it. Devour it metaphorically for your mind. That's right indeed. Strawberry shortcake for your brain, y'all. For your soul, for your spirit, for your emotions. That's right. Reflections of Joy. Yes, right indeed. That's right indeed. But we're coming down to the magical question that every guest gets to receive. And that is, if you're to wake up tomorrow and you were 25 again, but you're still in the current year, What advice would you give to yourself?
Love your family. Be good to your mama. Be good to your grandparents. Ask them questions. Learn their stories. Because when you're 25, you think that you're busy. And you know, we are. We are busy. You're busy at 25, you're busy at 35. But you know what? You get to be 55 and they're not here anymore. Ask the questions, hear the stories, take the time. That's what I'd tell her. I loved them. They were gone too soon.
There you go. It's right indeed. Love your family, y'all. Love on them. It's right indeed. It's right indeed. Even if you feel like they don't need it at times. It's right indeed. Go ahead and do it. It's right indeed. That's right. Indeed. That's right. Throw some fat-free ice cream at them. There you go. That's right indeed.
No. Throw some real ice cream at them. Go for a walk. Yeah.
Make them earn the real ice cream. Let me stop.
There you go. Yeah. Not what I was thinking, but that, yeah, it helps.
You're like, why is this fat free? Like, you know what you did. Let me stop.
No, the book's called Reflections of Joy. We don't need anything fat free in there.
Yeah, so you're there right, folks. Forgiveness is full ice cream, not fat free.
There you go. Yes.
Oh, there you go. Well, for those who need to keep in contact with you and cop some copies of your magical book, what's the best way for folks to do so?
Well, the easiest way is probably Amazon. You know, it just jump on over and look up Reflections of Joy. It's also available on my website, which is Kim Mosman Wellness. And really, it's available everywhere books are sold online. And in one teeny tiny wonderful little bookstore in my hometown. You can find me on Instagram and you can find me on Facebook. And there's always links there to get you back to the book or to connect with me because I like to hear back after someone's read my work.
Oh, well, there you have it, folks. Going to put a link to all of Kim's goodies in the show notes. So that way you can cop some copies of her magical books, your shirts, your cats, your dogs, your family, your friends, your dolphin, your camel. Heck, maybe share with a cactus indeed. Maybe take a selfie with you and the book with the cactus. That's right indeed. Making sure it's a yellow cactus, like mustard yellow. So that way it'll be like a gold cactus. Be like, this is a joyful cactus here, y'all. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. Have your calories spiked. That's right. That's right, indeed, with that little cactus, y'all. That's right, indeed. Keep up with her because you heard her earlier, y'all. She ain't done yet. She's just getting started. That's right, indeed. She's getting started, indeed. And are you going to be reading your book too, Kim?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So an audiobook's coming too?
It will be coming eventually. Not yet, but that's part of that hybrid thing. It's coming later. So hopefully by the end of the year.
Sweet. We need you reading it too. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. That's right. No outsourcing. We need that Kim voice, that Kim essence, y'all. That's right indeed.
I agree. There's nothing worse than hearing a person talk and then hearing someone else read their book, right? Doesn't work. So
there you go. So heard that right, folks. Name of the game, flood Kim's website. Flood her DMs. Be like, hey, your book's amazing. I need you to read it too. That's right, indeed. It's that way there's no escape. That's right, indeed. When she presses that button to try to sign on a vocal artist, and the publisher be like, hey, man, you want to save some time? Just nope. It'll smack her from on high. Be like, no, bad Kim. Read your own book.
That's right. Read your own book. That's right.
Well, any parting words before we close up shop?
I've had a great time talking with you, and I am excited at all the potential books out there in the world, all the people that I love listening to you talk to authors, and I hope that it inspires other people because I think we've all got a story in us. And life's going to happen if you're lucky, so you might as well find joy.
If you're listening to this, that means you're one cool individual.
If you want to be cooler than two cucumbers, share this episode with someone that you think will enjoy it too. And be sure to subscribe and keep being fabulous.